last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Kieran Cunningham, sports writer, is with us. Kieran, how accurate would it be to say that the LIV Golf experiment has been a sporting failure and a financial disaster?
Well, I don't know how you could describe it any other way, depending on who you believe, but the most common figures you hear is something to the extent or the range of $7 billion has been burned through already, and reportedly still losing $140 million every month. And with the Saudi Arabia now turning off the tap into what was a money pit, they have appointed two executives to look for new investment, but you'd have to be mad to invest in it. And I wouldn't be convinced that LIV Golf will survive after this season.
Why has it failed?
I think partly it's the nature of golf itself. Like, it's a sport that puts so much store in history and heritage and tradition. And this was a disruptor in that it was a different format of golf. It didn't have the majors, which carry so much weight within the sport. There wasn't the element of jeopardy around golfers having to make a cut. The tournament was 3 days rather than 4 days, and there was no cut. And I think it quickly became apparent that a lot of people signed up because of a lot of golfers signed up for the astronomical figures on offer. But that it never captured the public imagination in any way. Either it didn't get the TV deals they might have expected. The mainstream media generally don't give it a huge amount of coverage, and it's really a struggle to make any kind of inroad.
However, it has made certain people extraordinarily wealthy. No more so John Rahm, the Spanish golfer, Bryson DeChambeau, and others like Phil Mickelson, Tyrrell Hatton, Sergio Garcia, Cameron Smith, mm-hmm. Ian Poulter, Lee Westwood. They weren't short of Bob to start with, but they now presumably have more money than they need for the rest of their lives, because you'd expect they got a lot of the money up front rather than over the lifetime of LIV.
Yeah, and they went from the rich category to the super rich. Like, their wealth would have been in the tens of millions, and now it would be a few of those names would be in the hundreds of millions now. But I think it does indicate a change of direction by Saudi Arabia, which there have been signs of in other sports. Like, they had this plan called Project 2030, which was basically an attempt to get soft power through hosting sport and cultural events. And they made inroads into a lot of different sports. But I think things have changed. Like, the situation in the Middle East, even, and there are concerns around their security and their defences, and the feeling that they have to have a return investments now, and maybe there's areas that need more investment. And also, crucially, Matt, they are hosting the 2034 Soccer World Cup, and that always costs more than people expected to cost. They're also hosting the Asian Games in 2032, which is a multi-sport event, and that's basically a trial run for them going for the Olympics in either 2036 or 2040, and that would be very expensive as well. And I think the sporting focus now would be very much on the World Cup, which they have, and the Olympics, which they want.
Well, assuming they go ahead and host the World Cup in 2034, it is possible they could bail out on it like they've bailed out on LIV, or have they perhaps seeing a better return an investment in Saudi pro football, bringing in the likes of Cristiano Ronaldo and others?
Mm. Well, I'd be surprised, unless the political situation dictates a change, but I would be surprised if they didn't host the World Cup. Like, FIFA have been very much courting them for years. And even, there's talk, Michael Edwards, who was the chief guy at Liverpool in charge of transfers, that he's going to go to a Saudi club in the summer, Al Hilal. So there is money still being spent on the game there, and I think that is a priority. Not so much some of the other sports. I wouldn't be surprised if they roll back a bit from boxing and UFC as well.
Indeed. Now, what's going to happen to the golfers, though? I gave the list of some very well-known names. Phil Mickelson, okay, is in his 50s. He's never going to be a contender again. But the likes of Bryson DeChambeau, John Rahm, Tyrrell Hatton, Cameron Smith, are they going to be welcomed back into the PGA Tour in the United States? Or could it be that they might have to serve a degree of penance on the DP World Tour in Europe first?
Well, some golfers have already gone back over the last few years. You know, they'd originally had gone to live and then have gone back to the mainstream tours. I would have thought like this story, there's been talk of this story for the last 2 or 3 weeks. And I would have thought a lot of those leading golfers have been in negotiations with their legal teams, going through their contracts and looking at what their options are, how easy it is to get out of the contracts. But the likes of, say, Patrick Reed and John Rahm, they are such big names and such, you know, they are still... contenders for the majors, that I think the conventional tours would be very glad to get them back.
It'll be better competitions to have those players back. It'll also help Europe's Ryder Cup team next year to have John Rahm back, won't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, if he can afford a ticket, yeah, it'd be great.
He can pay the small fine that's required to get back.
Yeah, they're not quite live prizes, but they're quite big.
I wonder, does this also signal on a wider basis, Kieran, that sport maybe has gone as far as it can in spending money on participants? That you can only pay so much in wages in sports before it becomes economically unviable.
Yeah, but it was hard to see how this was ever going to be economically viable. Like, I heard Paul McGinley on Sky earlier saying, you know, there'd never be commercial sense. But I think, in fairness, I don't think the Saudis were doing it for commercial reasons.
It was sports washing.
It was for soft power. Yeah, it was soft power, political reasons they did it. But how many countries now, you know, especially in a more destabilized political world, how many countries now are going to be willing to pump what is often billions into effectively vanity projects? And I think you might see an end to that.
One listener says, don't forget, WrestleMania is due to be staged in Saudi Arabia in 2027. Unmissable. I didn't know that. And I don't think I'd be watching it either. Are you going to be watching that, Kieran? You a fan of WrestleMania? We had Gavin Riley on last week doing the Culture Club, and it turns out he loves this wrestling stuff. Are you into it as well?
No, God, no. Like, but I'm of a different generation to Gavin. Wrestling to me means Big Daddy and Giant Haysticks, which is going back a bit, not these chaps.
Thank you very much, Kieran Cunningham, for being with us.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.